Listeners want to feel close to the musicians they support, and most would jump at the chance to talk with their favorite artist one-on-one. But famous people rarely have the time for that kind of meeting. So what is the next best thing? For Mark Twain, whose new recording Fallen is out Friday, it was creating a digital avatar. The Taiwanese-American entertainer from Los Angeles, California, is a former member of the Korean group GOT7. He partnered with Soul Machines to create a digital twin called Digital Mark. In doing so, Twan became the first famous person to attach their likeness to the artificial intelligence or AI program OpenAI's GPT. The technology permits fans to talk one-on-one with Twan's avatar. "It's very different. It's not really me, but it is me," he says of Digital Mark. "It's a cool thing that fans get to interact with him, too." Greg Cross is head of Soul Machines. He views Digital Mark as the future of fan interaction. Cross said, "We are only at the beginning of how this technology will change how fans interact with famous people and companies." Twan's hope with Digital Mark is that as the technology progresses, so too will fans' relationships with his AI twin. He also hopes that they will get to communicate with him in languages beyond English. Getting Digital Mark to look like and act like the real Mark Twan involved a lot of work. Twan had to spend several days filming in a bodysuit to capture his movement. He made different faces so the Digital Mark could capture his emotions. And he spent a lot of time recording his voice as well. Right now, Digital Mark just stands in one place, but Twan says that maybe one day they will have Digital Mark walking around too. The technology is in its early days. Twan says Digital Mark has been talking about a musical event that does not exist, but he is hopeful to see how the avatar will progress. Fans have already been using Digital Mark to interact with Twan about event dates and new music. As for concerns over how this kind of technology could be used in the future, Twan is hopeful but has some concerns. "I've seen a lot of movies where robots take over the world," he jokes. "You never really know what's going to happen, but I think it is really cool." I'm Gregory Stockel.